Hey everybody, welcome back. Your host Chuy Ortega. So thankful that you guys are here and I get to share the word with you. So let's go ahead and pray. God, we want to thank you, Lord, for your word once again. Thank you for the gift of speaking to us. We could know without a doubt, God, that you speak to us because you've given us your word. So help us to have that hunger to dive into it, to start reading it, to do devotionals, to not only to read it, God, but to live it out. Help us to apply the words that we hear and that we read. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So today we are talking about change. There's a lot of change that happens in our lives, right? So right now from, you know, wintertime going into spring, there's change in the air. And it's getting beautiful. You know, this is Idaho. We have, it's a blizzard one day, and then the next day it's sunny and bright, and you know, you go for walks. Change is good. It really is. I love going on these walks when change starts happening. You know, when it starts getting a little warmer, it's not as cold. You know, the flowers start coming out, the birds are back out, and things are starting to get green. The skies are blue. It's just beautiful. It's really awesome to see how God created things to change. It's very encouraging. So you may be in a place of change yourself. Maybe you're in a season where you're in the middle of change, or maybe you have a change coming, or maybe you just got out of a change and you're trying to get used to it. Either way, change can be good. It really can. So as you guys know, this is actually my last manna that I'll be sharing with you guys. It's been an awesome few years doing these mannas. I really hope you guys have been encouraged by them, and it's just a joy for me to share God's word with you. So appreciate you listening. So if we're going through change, change can be difficult, right? Change can be scary. Change can be beautiful. It really can. So I want to share some Bible verses with you to encourage you all who are going through change, who have change coming, or you're just trying to get used to stuff after the change. So I go to these verses often when I'm faced with change, because we're in a big time in my life personally where there's a lot of change coming. You know, my wife and I and my kids, we're going to be moving out of state. We're going to be going across the country. There's a lot of change in our lives. And again, change is beautiful. It doesn't come, though, without stress of things or just the what ifs. But I encourage you guys to, I would encourage myself to lean in to God's goodness, to lean into the power of the Holy Spirit, right? Because the power of the Holy Spirit gives us love and self-control, complete opposite of fear. So the first verse that I want to share that encourages me, and I hope it encourages you, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. You see, that's amazing right there. We know that God already has a plan for us. And the good thing is that it's a good plan. It's to help us. God doesn't make plans to see us sin or to see our destruction. You know, if you have Christ in your heart, guess what? God has it all for you, and it's good, right? And you can be assured of that. It's a promise, okay? Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So no matter what kind of change you're going through, wherever you go, whether if it's across the country, whether if it's starting a new job, whether if it's going here, you know, whatever kind of change you're facing, God is with you. He'll go with you wherever you go. So, I love that. To be strong, God reminds us to be strong, courageous. You can't be courageous without a sense of fear, without a sense of some kind of like, oh man, what's going to happen? That's when courage rises up. So Deuteronomy 31:8, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. Wow. I love that. You know, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. You know, it says that he goes before us and he is with us, right? I love that God is already making things happen. He's already putting things into place. I could rest assured and rest in peace knowing that God is going before me. Not only that, he's with me as well. So that is something really encouraging when it comes to change or like new things. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. This is just, I love this. You know, it says it to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, right? And that's a challenge for us humans. It's like, okay, I can, God, I give you this, but this part, I don't know if I can trust you with my relationships. I don't know if I can trust you with my finances. I don't know if I can trust you with this or that. God wants all of our heart. He wants us to trust him with all of our heart. Trust him with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding, even if we think we know better. I would encourage you guys, if God's word, if you're faced with a situation and you're wondering what I should do, and God's word says this is what you should do, go with that. Don't go with, well, I think I should do this. My understanding says I should do this. Go with God's word, and I promise you, one way or another, you're going to be blessed. So trust in him with all your heart and lean on his understanding, right? And he's going to make straight your paths. That's what God does. Psalms 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eyes on you. That's encouraging for me to know that God's eyes are always on me. It says his loving eyes are on me wherever I go. God's watching out for me. He's got my back. He goes before me. God is watching me in everything that I do. And that brings a sense of comfort and security, knowing that the King of Kings is watching me with loving eyes. Then we go Isaiah 43:19. See, I am doing a new thing now. It springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. You see, when we're faced with change and it seems like, man, this is like a wasteland, or it seems like it's a dry wilderness, God can bring water forth out of the most desolate places. So if your change or your new is looking like not so bright, just I would encourage you guys to know that God can make a way. He can bring water out of any desert, out of any wilderness, out of any wasteland. James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. See, every good gift comes above from God. And the good thing is, he says that he who does not change, he doesn't change. Our circumstances change, our hearts change, life changes, but God does not change. He's the same. He's always the same. And that's something that I rest in, that God's love for me is not based on how good I am or based on any emotional roller coaster thing. Like, God doesn't change. And that should bring you peace in the midst of change. So Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Do not be anxious, guys, about anything, but in every situation, we should pray. Every situation, we should pray. So whatever change you're going through, jump into prayer. Prayer is like vital when you're going through change. Oh man, I'm in a place of prayer constantly, and that's a good place to be. It really is. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. So besides our circumstantial changes, there's an inward change that happens. And so if you're going through some kind of change on the outside in life, let that be a reminder of the change that should happen and is happening inside of our hearts, right? Ecclesiastes 3:1. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. It says right there, things change. There's a time for this, a time for that. Seasons change, right? Literally in the world, we're in a season of change right now and in our lives. Change is good. Romans 8:28 is our last one. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Everything works out for good, guys. And that's something that we should hold on to. That's something that we should really, I hold on to that verse because I've been through a lot of things in my life and not so good. I've had a lot of changes, bad changes, some good changes. One thing I can say, that God worked it out for good one way or another in every situation in my life. So I hope that encourages you guys. It's been a blessing doing these manas with you guys and sharing his word with you. So whenever you're going through change, facing change, I hope that you would remember these scriptures or jump into God's word, and because he wants to show you that change can be good. All right. Well, God bless you guys. We'll see you.